Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR Judge's Report for the week of March 4th, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Well, folks, busy weeks again for all the Mills County employees. During late February, Mills County commissioners, along with their employees, worked for several days at the Mills County Law Enforcement Center. Numerous erosion issues and washouts were addressed and corrected, mainly in the impound area. We will continue to monitor the situation once we get some rain. New security cameras have been installed in and around the courthouse. These cameras will be used to protect our courthouse and all the dedicated workers. A new fiber contract with Central Texas Communications was approved by our Commissioner's Court for connection between the Mills County Law Enforcement Center and the courthouse. It has always been a pleasure working with the professional group at CTTC. The 1888 jail restoration is nearing completion. The latest updates are a new heating and cooling system, electrical and plumbing updates, along with floor restoration. The Mills County Commissioner's Court and the Mills County Historical Commission have been working together on this project for several years. Future plans are still being discussed regarding who might be using the downstairs of the 1888 jail. I have received several requests inquiring about the status of the Encore litigation that involves the Mills County Appraisal District. Encore has transmission lines that traverse through Mills County. There has been a legal dispute for the past 2 years regarding the valuations of these lines. The county entities that this litigation involves are Mullen ISD, Goldthwaite ISD, and Mills County. James Evans, who is representing our Mills County Appraisal District, stated that the Texas Supreme Court will be hearing oral arguments on March 21st. Any updates that I receive will be reported. I'm having weekly meetings with TDEM, that's the Texas Department of Emergency Management, along with our Mills County Law Enforcement and County DFDs regarding the upcoming solar eclipse. There is a cliche that we all have been using numerous times. We are preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. The safety of all of our Mills County citizens is the top priority. The eclipse will take place on April 8th, beginning around lunch. However, we believe that many of the people coming to Mills County may start arriving on Friday, April the 5th. The concerns, again, that we're all are facing are increased traffic, congestion, causing delays with our EMS, law enforcement, and VFDs, shortages of gas and grocery, and cell service could be an issue. For Mills County, be prepared. I've requested an extra DPS troopers, support from the Texas Forest Service, and help from AT&T for a mobile cell pod to provide cell coverage for our emergency channels. Hamilton EMS will assist with additional resources for Mills County. I will also be sending Governor Abbott's office a disaster declaration for Mills County, requesting for us to receive all the necessary resources available through the state of Texas. All four of our Mills County VFDs and Mills County Law Enforcement will be ready to assist with any emergency. Any new public service announcements pertaining to the eclipse will be posted on our Mills County website and the Goldthwaite Eagle site too. If any Mills County citizens have any questions about the eclipse, please feel free to contact the Mills County Judge's Office at 325-648-2222. And folks, with all that, that's all the news for this week. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.